The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Should the Democrats be listening more to John Fetterman? Think about that, right? A guy that has gone through his own health battles, a stroke, and post-stroke in recovery has made more and more sense each and every day. Very interesting conversation that he had with one of the local-based political writers here in Philadelphia, Holly Otterbein. We'll get to that story coming up. And also, Disney facing backlash over the woke Snow White's anti-Trump comments. Probably not the best business decision when you've got a movie coming out in 2025 and you want people to watch it. We'll hit on that story and whether or not The View is ready to add more pro-Trump voices. Ooh. Or actually a first pro-Trump voice. Yeah. Because it's weird. They claim they have two Republicans on the stage, on the set, right? Mm-hmm. Alyssa Farah Griffin and Anna Navarro. Yet, I don't think at least Alyssa Farah Griffin, I know, was a Republican or is a Republican, even though it's not pro-Trump.
But she campaigned right here in Montgomery County. She was one of those women against Trump with Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
She actually campaigned against Trump.
Oh, I've never seen one Republican or slightly conservative view come out of Anna Navarro's mouth. But I don't know. She claims to be a Republican.
Who was the, she's married to a football player and her name is Elizabeth. And she, oh my gosh.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yes.
She married Tim Hasselbeck, right. Or Matt Hasselbeck. The brothers. Yeah.
So she was a true patriot, right? She was on that show.
Okay.
Years ago.
That was before I ever even really acknowledged it. I remember Barbara Walters, you know, when she was on that show years ago.
Yeah, she launched it, right?
Yeah.
It was her thing that she launched.
In the modern version of it, the first time I tuned into it, you know, based on listening and watching stuff for this show, and we started playing clips from the cut sheet on it, I actually thought Joy Behar was Barbara Walters. It's like, shows my knowledge of the
Barbara
history of that
Walters
show.
Walters is like in heaven, like, she's gonna like...
Yeah, yeah. 855-839-1210. So we'll get to all of that coming up this morning, but let's get to the news. Round number two at 7:06, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning, Kale and Company, News Live. We are looking at, we're at 49 degrees, and we'll talk about the forecast this morning. This Friday, November 15th, basking in the glow of a big Eagles win. We have two individuals injured, including a student after that school bus crash making headlines this morning, shut down a very busy stretch of one Montgomery County roadway. So that had to be shut down due to this accident involving a school bus and a truck. So those two people, like I say, one student on the bus had to be hospitalized, several people injured when that school bus and a pickup truck collided. This is Lower Moreland Township. This is Montgomery County. And it happened last evening about dinner time in the area of County Line Road and Bucksmont Road. So if you're wondering if you were stuck in that hot mess, this is what was going on. It's still under investigation, but those emergency crews called to the scene, first responders, police, working to rescue the truck driver who was then wedged underneath this school bus. And so the cars piling up, and like I say, the road had to be shut down, hot mess, but they were able to pull that man from the truck out, rush him to the hospital. And so we know that as far as this goes, thankfully, because it was not right after school. So this is what one of those activity buses, let's say, that's transporting students who were athletes, that sort of thing. So only a few students on the bus. Thank goodness they said this could have been much worse. So the school district putting out a statement there, thanking the law enforcement, saying that the cause of the crash remains under investigation. School counselors available today for students in school to talk about that. If they wish to. I don't know if they're saying somebody was traumatized or something of that nature, mainly because of the man's condition as he was trapped underneath there and they were watching that.
No, I can't imagine what that's like. Good Lord.
So we do have, and this is an important follow-up as far as over the summer. We talked a lot about those so-called pop-up parties. And as Nick rightfully said, a lot of them were orchestrated vis-a-vis, you know, social media that were advertised. And so in this pop-up party happened mid-June last summer here in Philadelphia, police announcing they were able to make an arrest of a suspect in connection to that shooting of five teenagers last summer. Just a horrible situation. As we know, 17-year-old Isia Stanley was killed when those two suspects just started shooting each other during the party, just decided to open fire with hundreds of kids. And we may have even aired sound audio of Isia's parents talking about this.
Do we remember what actually led to this? Like, what event in society or what story in the news was the catalyst for this event to pop up? Because I feel like, and I know police do a great job, they only have so many resources, mm-hmm. but if we know these things are being coordinated on social media, I'd like to see a pop-up prevention task force, you know, so we could just kind of defuse these things and, you know, prevent it as opposed to react to it, you know.
To your point, I think that they do work to prevent these, or mm-hmm. at least mitigate them. And even not just this, but as well the very dangerous situations where the racing groups that meet up and those have turned deadly in Philadelphia.
Yep, and these dirt bike guys and the whole bit.
Yes.
Yep.
And so they did hold a news conference yesterday talking about this. They announced the arrest of a 17-year-old who I believe is going to be charged as an adult, allegedly one of those gunmen involved. Not releasing if this 17-year-old has a juvie record, so we'll watch for that one. But police still searching now for the second suspect and asking the community, come forth if you know who this other suspect is. Investigators, and in that news conference, it was nice to hear they were really crediting the great police work and as well the community's cooperation in bringing the arrest in this case. And I think the victims, the one victim killed, the 17-year-old Isia, Isia's family speaking out, I think did touch this community to say this was, to your point, ridiculous mm-hmm. that this happened. But, you know, Nick, I think a lot of times, I will say, it's a hot summer night. Kids want to get together. It was on Trump's birthday. Maybe they were celebrating Trump's birthday. It was on June 14th.
It was a Trump birthday bash that went sideways.
But, I think we need more of these community centers funded. And they're, you know, we know that many of them have been shut down. It's a real issue.
Yep.
So hopefully they get that resolved. And of course, we've continued to update you on the case that's making big national news right now with, first of all, the recount that was triggered because of the numbers with Senator-elect Republican Dave McCormick. And this is going for the job of incumbent Democrat Senator Bob Casey Jr., who refused to concede and, in fact, did not waive his. He could have waived this so that we didn't have to do the recount, but mm-hmm. he's saying, hey, Al Schmidt, in the Republican who's in charge of Secretary of State of Pennsylvania, then because of the way the numbers looked, because it's less than that half percentage point mm-hmm. between the votes. And so I'm not questioning that, it is legal that they are doing this recount. That's true. But many had argued that Casey's team knows that the way this is going and the breakdown and where these recounts are happening, they're not going to get the numbers they need at this point. For they say that it's pretty much impossible.
Do you think by the time we reconvene, Monday morning, he's conceded?
No.
No?
No. I think that this count will go until we'll know on the 27th. We will know.
12 more days.
Mm-hmm. So I don't. The other and the separate issue here, and the attorneys are in court as we speak, but the separate issue is that there are legal challenges by RNC attorneys to these ballots in four counties that I'm looking up: Philadelphia, Bucks, Center, and where's the fourth one? It's Philadelphia, Bucks, Center, and Montgomery.
Okay.
Those four counties, the separate challenge here is that those Democrat majority commissioners are accused of allowing illegal ballots to be counted.
So three counties here locally in our listening area. Where is Center County?
And then Center County, what major municipality is that one?
I have no idea.
So they're saying that they're allowing these to be tallied, and that there's the allegation in court is to say that these four counties, these are thousands of undated, misdated, or improper illegal mail ballots. So I don't have the wording where they're claiming that anybody here is a non-citizen. I don't have that in any of the reports. That's not what this appears to be.
And with just those, with all of those ballots that are faulty, are they claiming that all of them voted Democrat, or is it a mixed bag of Republicans making the same mistakes as well?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, we don't know.
Because we have no idea, right? There could actually be more Republican votes in there than Democrat, which would widen the lead for McCormick.
By the way, Center County is like Happy Valley.
Ah.
Yeah, it's up by where State College is.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks,
State,
you.
I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you look at that in that area, I just think in these areas with, if you take out those ballots that are going to be probably thrown out, and then you look at what they're counting, then you look at the military votes that still come in, all of that, what all of the experts are saying, and this is on both sides, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Yeah.
They're saying that the numbers would not add up for Casey. The odds would be against him.
Right.
And so I will point out that I'll just point you to back in 2022. Remember, this was Dr. Oz with McCormick. A recount was triggered back then.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah.
So these recounts are fully legal when the numbers are within that. They are within that half point percentage.
It's just amazing. I also saw yesterday, you know, California still has 11% of their votes to tabulate for the election. I mean, the election ended, what, 9 days ago? California still hasn't had their complete total tabulated.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I think it's because they have, I think everybody gets like a mail-in ballot there or something like that. So they have to physically, I think they have to like verify each signature by calling people. It's a whole process.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a disgrace.
We have another story of a big protest that's going to be happening in the Philadelphia suburbs, and it is sparking outrage in the community. So the officials in Montgomery County, this is the Lansdale area, and it's in your neck of the woods, Nick, because it's the Wissahickon Valley Public Library is the one that's going to host a peaceful protest about this. But apparently it was reported that a Nazi flag was being flown in this area of Whitpain Township.
Yeah, that's my township, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a swastika flag, obviously Nazi Party flag, being displayed outside a home. So they're flying a Nazi flag, and outrage in the community. And it's this is a Bluebell Pike home.
Ah, I'll be able to track that down in about 8 minutes.
So
probably a Harvard grad.
Now, they did take, the reports are that they took the flag down and they replaced it with an American flag, and it's on a flagpole. So the township's board of supervisors releasing a statement saying, we're aware of the recent display of a Nazi flag in our township. We find this abhorrent, shocking, offensive.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
Do you think that the people that displayed this flag are actual like white supremacists or not, whatever? Or do you think that they're trying to send a message that they believe that Trump is Hitler?
It's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. Judging on that area, God, it's more liberal than conservative. So I think probably the latter.
I would guess that if it came up after the election, I would guess that the people waving it are signaling that we are becoming like Nazi Germany.
Yes,
because of the Trump election. Right. That's my guess.
Well, America elected Hitler is what the media told us.
I obviously have no proof to back that up. I'm
right.
just speculating.
Yeah.
That I would guess that it's more of that than somebody who's like, hey, you know, it's a lovely day today. Let's fly a Nazi flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, I don't know. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, hard to figure. I mean, I know that area is definitely more liberal than conservative. Having said that, as I mentioned on the air throughout October when I was trick-or-treating, things like that, just my daily journeys, you know, down Germantown Pike to Collegeville for my girls' dance, I saw a lot more Trump Vance signs than I did Walls Harris, which was interesting. And I know that the voting numbers are different than what the signs are. So I don't know, but your possible theory is, I think, plausible.
I don't know. So, by the way, the township board supervisors there in Whitpain, they did in their statement say this is protected free speech under the First Amendment.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, there's if they're flying it on their private property, there's little you can do.
Yep.
I mean, you can say, "Oh God, that's awful."
Yep.
But, you know, there's not much you can do for it.
I will say it's just very sickening that we've seen such the open display of anti-Semitism that continues to be apparent in this country since October 7th of 2023. Like, it just opened up the floodgates, you know, whether it's these college kids or really in any venue, in any setting. And again, you're right, you know, free speech, First Amendment, but damn.
The shame of this is that the homeowner, the reporters like CBS 3, I think 6-8, they did send reporters out last night to knock on the door. A man answering the door told them to leave. And I think the Inquirer as well. So I think a bunch of media went to the house, knocked on the door, to Greg's point, you know, just asking what's up with this. The sad part of this is that there are some nearby synagogues.
Yes.
And so they said that the person flew this over the weekend, timing it with, it was Kristallnacht, you know, 1938, where obviously that was a horrifying situation.
There's a synagogue right down on Skipback Pike when you're heading out towards Worcester Township.
I can tell you, all I need to do is look at the house. Just look at the house.
And you'll be able to tell the motive?
And I can tell you the motive.
Beautiful.
So...
All right.
I'll send you a picture of the house.
Swing by, Stalker. We'll grab some beers later today.
Yo,
and then
not for nothing.
We'll scout some homes out.
Yeah, no, I can tell you in 30 seconds by the house what their intentions were for flying the Nazi flag. Thank you.
Got it.
Well, that would be good for the synagogue, the people in the synagogue who are, you know, because there has been so much anti-Semitism attacks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to say this, but they probably would go, oh, okay, it was a statement against Trump.
Yeah.
Like, it's still awful, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll give them some peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What a time to be alive.
Oh, my goodness. So they are going to plan at the local library there, at the Wissahickon Library. And by the way, do you know what the librarian's name is? The director of the Wissahickon Valley Public Library?
I'll go Betty.
Anne Frank.
Really?
No way.
I'm not making this up.
Wow.
Anne Frank?
Is the director of the Wissahickon Library.
Nice.
Holy smokes.
And I did triple check it.
Yeah.
But so they're going to hold a peaceful, just like supportive, especially for the synagogues nearby. They're going to hold a peaceful event, they said. This will be around 3:30 Sunday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is what's going on. As far as your forecast, I think you're going to like the forecast, because even though it has been brisk, windy weather, today we're looking at 59-ish today, and with the winds may not feel like 59 because there is this elevated fire risk we're still talking about because of the gusty winds sparking the fire watches. So we have clouds gradually breaking today for the sunshine as the wind does pick up, high of 59 degrees. Let's take a look at your weekend. Mostly sunny for your Saturday. Still some gusty winds out there, north and northwest, with those, like I say, red flag warnings, gusting up to 35 miles an hour. But we're looking at 63 degrees Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, I think, is going to feel warmer, even though there are more clouds. But the reason I think it's going to feel warmer is because less wind for your Sunday. So there's that going on. And then, of course, we're basking in the glow of Eagles, our great win.
Eagles!
With our Philadelphia, I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. And if you missed, I don't know, off the top at 6 o'clock, it was kind of fun just to have this incredible news with our Eagles scoring big time and Saquon Barkley looking awesome. And now first place, obviously, in the NFC East. On the line, key matchup against the Commanders. So,
yeah.
Right?
Take that, Washington. I'll tell you what, if Jalen Hurts can get hot, and we know he's streaky, you look at the rest of the team right now, it's a Super Bowl caliber team again. I mean, a lot of players are playing really well. It's just whether or not you're getting great Jalen or middle of the road Jalen. I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, Saquon, though, he's hot, right?
He's
146 yards.
What a scorcher. What a performer. What a year. He's been in the league now 7 years, 8 years.
But this is his time.
Yeah.
What do you always say? He's in his peak.
He's in his peak.
Right?
Yeah.
Ultimate.
Just like me. He's just like me. He's in his prime.
26-18, so I was way off with my score yesterday.
I was close. I had 30-17.
I actually think Phil was the closest. I think this is the second week in a row Phil's been the closest.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil, you're no longer allowed to participate. You just worry about your Jets.
Showing us up, man.
I know. First the music, now the picks. Next thing I know, he's going to be doing big takes.
By the way, I only see the top of this house.
Yeah.
You're infatuated with that house.
What are you looking at? The roof?
It's like the roof and the top.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm withdrawing my statement. I think it's nefarious purposes.
Yeah?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Road Warrior says, I am a house profiler.
You are?
Yes, I am.
What are you using, like Google Maps or something?
No, no. In the CBS News report of it, you can see the top of the house.
Okay.
Because I think if the homeowner was trying to make a political statement,
they would have said something to the news.
You have well-known, recognizable people like from your local CBS 3 and 6 ABC, NBC 10.
Got it.
I think the person would have come out and gone, hi, oh, no, no, this is...
Yeah.
And then they would have loved the person.
Yep.
Right?
Good point.
And so there's that.
Okay. You do a sponsor? Are you good?
I don't have a sponsor today. Okay. So that's Kale & Company News Live.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn. 855-839-1210. Is Donald Trump trying to get rid of Matt Gaetz? Think about that. He's appointed him to attorney general, but is this intentional to get rid of him? Very interesting theory. Wouldn't rule it out. Who said it and what are the details? Find out next here on Kale & Company.
We are off to paradise once again, the Italian Riviera, on a gastronomical event that only Conservative Tours can deliver. Join me. I hope you do. It's so much fun. Just to be together. We have a great group that we call ourselves the Amalfi Italy group. So this is last year's group. And that's why I know that this is already booking up, because on the group text every day, they're like, I just booked. We just called Ken. So this is about 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, the best tour operator. I do mean this when I say it, the best. It's an incredible, the best tour operator in all of Italy. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, and the brilliant Cinque Terre. $53.78. Yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Just call toll-free 888-733-9494. You can go to conservativetours.com. Scroll down and you'll see some of the descriptions, some of the pictures of some of the places we're going to see, like the hidden Italian villages that you've never seen in person, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, Milan, and concluding on the Lakes region with, listen to this, Bellagio, Orta, and Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. I'll see you in Cinque Terre, conservativetours.com.
It's Kale & Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We have an update on Jimmy Matthews, one of our great listeners. He made a bet back before the election that if Trump won, he would run up the Art Museum steps in his boxer shorts, wearing a MAGA hat or Trump paraphernalia.
Holy cow.
We're tweaking that a little bit. We have a 1210 WPHT Kale & Company flag that he will be holding up, because I want to promote us. I don't care
nice.
About
yeah.
So the date has changed. We're not going to do it Monday. We're going to do it Wednesday.
Okay.
So Wednesday at 8:30, Jimmy Matthews will be at the Art Museum steps at 8:30, running up the steps. It will all be videoed. It will all be recorded. So if Chris Forsythe didn't start his weekend early, maybe he can, maybe somebody can let him know too. But yes, we're going to be doing this on Wednesday. So I think our listeners, especially the people in the YouTube chat that like to bust his stones, I think you guys should come out and show him some support and some love, since he's doing this for all of us.
So we're getting a Kale & Company flag made?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
After that's disinfected, can I keep the flag?
You can. Well, not keep it, but if you want to
put it in the studio.
Actually, what I want is for Kale to put it on the back of his truck.
Yeah.
And ride around with it.
That's awesome.
Right.
Would
but
you
not
do that
in front of that guy's house?
Yeah. Yeah. So next Wednesday, we will do this at 8:30. Jimmy Matthews will run up the Art Museum steps in his boxer shorts, paying off a bet with a Kale & Company flag. Please be there.
Kale & Company fans, this Wednesday only. Wednesday, 12:10 a.m. Present the one and only Jimmy Matthews at the Philadelphia Art Museum Stairs. You'll get to witness the man who voted for Kamala wearing MAGA gear. Despite his erroneous voting, Jimmy is making good on his bet. 8:30 a.m. this Wednesday, at the foot of the Art Museum steps in Philadelphia, PA. You've seen him talk smack in YouTube chat. Now you get to watch him make good on his bet as he laments Trump's 312 electoral votes. Can he do it? Find out Wednesday.
I feel for him.
Thank you, Newman Price.
Oh,
Newman
my
Price.
Gosh.
With
the best.
We're going to have to start putting him on the payroll.
Yeah, yeah, the payroll's really expanding, isn't it? We've got more people on this cabinet than Trump does.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
So ironically, that is the 20th, Wednesday the 20th, which is when the recount, the McCormick Casey Jr. recount, must begin by that day.
It's amazing. And by the way, this is rain or shine, because I asked Jimmy if he would do Wednesday or Thursday, and he said he can't do Thursday, so it's got to be Wednesday.
Okay.
So this is rain or shine.
That's
so,
right.
Well, there's no rain in the forecast.
Yeah, it's never going to rain again, by the way.
Jimmy said he needs a MAGA hat. Okay, we'll get him a MAGA hat. Okay.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Good God.
Even Jimmy wants a MAGA hat these days.
I know, right?
Hot sellers, baby. Hot sellers.
He's paying off this bet. It's going to be great. We'll do live play-by-play right here on the radio.
Yeah.
I believe we'll have a video camera down there. I think Captain Kirk is going to go down there and video this for us. But I do think that listeners, YouTube chatters, everybody who can go down there, be at the Art Museum Steps on Wednesday at 8:30 to cheer him on.
Yeah.
You know, he's being a good sport.
He is. And yeah. If this Kale and Company flag looks really good, maybe we film it with, me driving my Piazza truck and the whole
That'd
bit.
Be awesome.
And then we stick the, because people are going to want them then. We've got to make an addition to the 1210 WPHT merch store and start selling the Kale and Company vehicle flags.
Because you know what that'd be perfect for?
Yeah.
Down the shore in the summer.
Ah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You have your flag up.
Put them on your boat.
Yeah.
Right?
Take us along on the boat ride.
That's right.
Yeah, these flags aren't cheap, okay? Like, I'm not...
Well, you charge an arm and a leg for them in the merch store.
Yeah.
Here's a flag. It's $500.
There you go. And I'll autograph it. I'll knock it down to $375.
You know, you're playing the Rocky music. Did you see Stallone enjoying Trump last night?
He said that Trump gives off a George Washington-type vibe.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Isn't that amazing? Another guy coming out and saying, yeah, Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. And now that'll probably end Sly's movie career.
Well, no. I mean, he's in that that Tulsa Kings show, which is a great show.
Yeah, is that like a Paramount Plus thing?
It is. Is it
CBS?
I think it's Paramount Plus, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Comic ball. I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Uh-oh. According to Sly might want to put Trump on a currency. Who's on the $20 bill? We're going to have to replace that guy and put Trump
on the $20 bill.
Who's on the $10 bill? Those are really great trivia questions. I think most people aren't aware of who's on certain bills.
Nobody pays with money anymore.
That's the point, right?
Andrew Jackson on the 20, right?
Is it Andrew Jackson?
Yeah. Okay. And then 10 is Thomas Jefferson. Is that right?
I don't know. And I know George Washington's the dollar bill. That's all
here's
I ever have.
Right here.
Look at Dawn.
Look at Dawn pulling up the 20s.
I do have the cash.
Look at that, yeah, baby.
Look at that hair.
When you have teenagers,
is that Matt Gaetz?
You need to have some cash. It's not Matt Gaetz.
Put that in your blouse. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
On that note, let's get out of here before we... I was going to talk about... We should probably talk about Matt Gaetz since we're going into the sewer right about now.
You can do that.
We have time. Do we have time?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So this is kind of an interesting theory that's being floated out. So I got to give credit to Hugh Hewitt, who said... he's a Trump supporter. And he comes out and says, the selection of Matt Gaetz to lead the DOJ is irresponsible and erratic. And again, my take yesterday was, I think he could actually do a really good job. I'm not a huge fan of him, but man, does this guy have baggage. But he is suggesting, Hugh Hewitt, that Trump might be playing 4D chess and setting Gates up for failure. He says, quote, "I have a lot of opinions of Matt Gates, and you've heard me express them here a long, long time." But he said that Gates doesn't belong anywhere near the fifth floor of the Department of Justice, declaring, quote, "I trust the Senate." He goes on to say, quote, "He's resigned from the House. Donald Trump could be playing 4D chess here because Matt Gaetz wanted to end the ethics investigation in the House. They lose jurisdiction when a member resigns. So that proceeding is closed, but their paper isn't closed. And that goes to the Senate Judiciary Committee," argued Hewitt. He says, quote, "The FBI opens up a full field background investigation into Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz has to testify for as long as the Senate Judiciary Committee wants. And all that is under oath, subject to penalties of blah, 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 all those, you know, codes. And so if he lies during the course of that hearing, it's a felony. If he doesn't lie, he's going to have to persuade people that everything that's been said about him, and I'm not going to repeat it here because I don't, I'm not interested in rumors and innuendo and reports and gossip. All I know is he destroyed the Republican coalition and is often irresponsible and erratic. Not that I want something I don't want in an attorney general." He goes on to say, so it might be the proverbial 4D chess that people joke about because Matt Gaetz resigned from the House. So he's gone. No office, no staff. There'll be two special elections in Florida. But I trust the Senate. Our Constitution is very strong. I trust the Senate. I do not believe he will be confirmed. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are saying that they have serious doubts as to whether or not he will be confirmed. And look, would you put that past? I mean, here's the thing. Is Trump doing this to bury Matt Gaetz and get him out of the way? I don't think so. I think Trump is giving him this position because Matt Gaetz has been very loyal. Trump has been big on loyalty. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I think if you're good at what you do, you get more leeway and more rope. I actually think he would be good in this role. But I have had some texts from people that I'm not going to say the names of the people that have texted me. And they said that this is a bad look in the Trump administration of all the people that he has selected. This is the one where Republicans, even Trump supporters, might say you could probably avoid the headaches and the drama that this guy is going to cause. I even got a text from one guy, I won't say the source, and he just said, quote, "I would love to attend a party hosted by Matt Gaetz and Hunter Biden." That's a quote from somebody that knows stuff.
You're going to get freaky?
Yeah, or you could be supplied with a lot of stuff that's illegal.
First of all, Hugh Hewitt is basically irrelevant, and he's just trying to, you know, garner some sort of buzz. That being said, I believe that, look, all of these nominations, I guess you call them nominations.
Yeah, nominations, appointments.
All of these appointments, there's one has to be the sacrificial lamb. All of them ain't getting through. Because if you look back in history, that like one person usually does not pass, you know, confirmation. Now, could he, you know, push a bunch through on a, you know, recess appointment? Sure. But for the most part, one will go down, and I think people believe that it is going to be Matt Gaetz because I don't think that he's going to have the votes.
Here's where I think loyalty plays a factor. Notice who he selected to be the deputy attorney general, Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche was his lawyer in court for one of the cases that we covered over the last year and a half with the lawfare against Trump. I don't know what type of law Todd Blanche has practiced in his career that would, you know, technically, quote, qualify him to be attorney general. That being said, it seems like maybe Trump has his backup option. If Matt Gaetz doesn't get through, I don't know that there's any dirt out there on Todd Blanche that Republicans in the Senate would say, I don't want this guy. I'm not going to confirm this guy either. So pay attention to that. But, Dawn, does the baggage of Gaetz concern you, or do you put that to the side of the belief, like I am, where I think he could be really good at what he does?
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to say this. Hugh Hewitt, I think, is not irrelevant. I will say he is a guy who, he always asks the interesting question. I find him interesting. I know he's been around a long time, but I'm going to push back on the irrelevancy of him. I don't think that. So he was the one who was quoted as the 4D chess.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I always think, who's getting played? So when I saw that Laura Trump, who's a Florida resident now, she was asked, well, would you, because remember, she wanted to run for Senate in North Carolina, but she's a Florida resident where she and Eric and their kids live. Would you want to be senator? Because DeSantis could, like, appoint her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is she's clearly interested. I'd be honored for that. And so then I thought, so Matt Gaetz, he resigns, and perhaps they think he's going to avoid this ethics thing coming out, which I don't think they're going to avoid. During the Senate confirmation hearings, they can bring anything out. I think Dick Durbin, he's my number one suspect, to go, well, I have the ethics report. You know what I mean? They can put it into the record. So whatever's in there is going to come out. But then I thought, are they playing a game of chess? Was this a way to get him to resign because he is controversial and they want Laura Trump to be a senator appointed by DeSantis? You know, I'm always looking at all of those different angles.
Yeah.
But I think with Gaetz, I think that he was somebody who was so loyal to Trump and he was very interested in rooting out never Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a disruptor.
Yep.
So whether you like that or you don't like that, he's somebody who's very aware of the persecution and weaponization of DOJ.
Yep. I do like the fact that he'll try to snuff out those that are trying to sabotage things, for sure. Another person to keep in mind and keep an eye on, I think, is Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody under DeSantis. I think she would be really good in that role. Don't know if she'll leave the state of Florida. She seems to be a staunch loyalist to Ron DeSantis. But
by the way, as you're praising Hugh Hewitt, Dawn, remember, he competes with you here in Philadelphia, so I was trying to help you out there. But Keep loving Hugh Hewitt.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to call him
on that rinky-dink station.
Okay.
With a bunch of has-beens.
But
he's just a wank.
All right.
I'm local. If you want to listen to national, that's on you. I'm also, you know what I mean?
Dawn.
So I'm live and I'm local.
That's right.
And I'm relating everything to you here locally.
No syndicated schifozos here.
Yeah.
But I have, I give the props or the respect to the, you know, the elders before me.
There you
Let's
go.
Just say that.
All right. The elders.
It's like Game of Thrones, you know?
855-839-1210. We'll come back, find out what Stocker has on a Friday edition of The Cut Sheet, and then Sean Farish about 45 minutes from now. But right now, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, because yes, we are all sick and tired of big tech, right? That's why we are so glad to partner with DuckDuckGo again. They're the best search engine going, and they are local, right? Live and local. Use them all the time. I have it on my phone. I have it on my desktop. I have it on all of my devices. You can go up to 5 devices at one time because, look, online privacy and security, it's a serious issue, right? Which is why I think you should subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. It's a 3-in-1 privacy service that will give you that secure VPN anytime, anywhere, coffee shop, in the office. Maybe you're at the library, you're a college student. You want that secure VPN. Secondly, identity theft restoration. You don't want anybody stealing your bank info or your social security number. And of course, personal information, email addresses, credit cards, cell phone numbers. All of that is going to be protected so that the scammers and the hackers, well, their life just gets a whole lot harder. Take advantage of this special offer now. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com for a free 7-day trial offer. And once you love it, and trust me, you will, many, many thousands, if not millions, already do love it. It's just $9.99 a month. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Hopefully Justin in the YouTube chat is not saying it's a slow news day and he doesn't like the fact that we're not talking about things that he cares about. But, you know, we got to play the hits is what they say. Play for the masses. Yeah. We can't just cater to the show to Justin on YouTube. But one day we will, maybe. Maybe we'll do like a TRL type show, Carson Daly. I'll just play whatever you want, Justin.
What do you want us to talk about today?
Well, you make the show sheet.
Yeah.
I'm tired of putting it together, to be honest.
Actually, that's not a bad idea for the Travis Manion Radiothon. By the way, Josh Jabin coming up at like 9:40 from the Travis Manion Radiothon, or from the Travis Manion Foundation. How about that? How about somebody puts together a show sheet for us? We have no input in it. That person controls, we pick a day, that person controls the news, the narrative, the topics of that day.
There you go. And maybe the cut sheet as well. Somebody can put it. Wow. I mean, people love to contribute for the cut sheet anyway.
Is somebody writing this down?
Yeah.
Somebody write this down.
Who's, is anybody, if Jimmy, mark the tape.
Thank you.
As they say in the industry.
Do you like that idea, Dawn?
I do. I think it's great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And we can maybe we can even auction off Dawn's news. Let somebody actually deliver the news.
Maybe we can auction off Dawn.
Right. Well,
slave labor.
We could do like a dream job where we have somebody come in and try to do the whole operation from 6 to 10. Since everybody thinks it's so easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, if they're going to do me, then they have to do 6 to noon.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I go both ways.
Right.
By the way, the $10 bill
is, on that
you brought up
is Hamilton.
Is Hamilton, who was the Secretary of the Treasurer and was, I just, it's so funny because Michael and I just went to Hamilton on Wednesday night.
Yeah, you had the pamphlet, right? Yeah. The little catalog?
Yeah, we were wrong. We were wrong. I mean, look, we're right. What's the quote? We're right 90% of the time.
Yeah, I've got that somewhere, but it's buried. Yeah. I think Jimmy might have moved it around. I'll find it before we get out of here.
It's all good.
But it's you know, as we talk about credit and Doja coin and all that good stuff, he established public credit and the national bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's weird when you think about that in our nation,
mm-hmm.
we are at this historic point where we have all of these inventors.
Right.
We've never had this before since, let's say, Ben Franklin, a founding father who was also an inventor.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. All right, 7:56. Let's see what Stocker has on the Friday edition of What is on the Kutch.
What's on the Kutch?
What's on the Kutch on this Friday? Brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. Relationships really do matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Yes, I'm going to continue to say applicable because you both are wrong because I heard it being said that way. It's not applicable. Stop. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Okay, I teased this at like 6:45 this morning. I want to play it now because the breaking news last night or yesterday afternoon was that Trump nominated Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the HHS secretary.
Yep.
And Dawn pointed out very eloquently, and it's true, that if you look at mainstream news, everybody's saying vaccine skeptic, vaccine mm-hmm. denier.
Yep.
I think Jake Tapper called it quackery.
Oh, quackery.
Quackery. I just wanted to, because if you put all that stuff aside, and I don't go down the rabbit hole of vaccines that he does. Mm-hmm. However, if you listen to what he's saying about the food and the crap that we put in our body, he is so spot on, and he needs to, like, stuff like this needs to be discussed. And I feel like the vaccine stuff gets the top of the ticket. And this stuff that I think he's really going to focus on is what actually we need to be focusing on as a society. So these are older clips, but I just want people to hear it because I don't know if people have heard these full clips of what he's talking about when he talks about Make America Healthy Again.
Okay.
Let's start with cut 7, Phil. Go.
This is what most Americans innocently put into their bodies these days, and most alarmingly, into the bodies of their children. And it's no coincidence.
Captain Crunch, Cheez-Its, Doritos.
Earlier than Canadians or Germans or Italians or Japanese or Koreans or Australians or most any other country.
We're 4, 5, 7 years below.
That way, until the early 1990s, our life expectancy was the same or better than other developed countries. Then, suddenly, more and more Americans began suffering from chronic diseases, from obesity, cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and all kinds of autoimmune diseases. Our maternal mortality rate soared to the highest of any developed country on Earth. Same with infant mortality. Like the frog in the slowly boiling water, we didn't really notice as we got sicker and sicker. We've grown now to accept chronic disease conditions as normal. But now, in 2024, we're finally waking up to this cataclysm and we're asking ourselves, how in the world did this happen? A big part of it is our diet.
Yep.
Restaurants that serve contaminated food are fined or shut down. But when it's the government that approves the poisons in our food, a few people get very, very rich.
Can you
and
stop?
The toxins end up in every supermarket aisle.
You stop
Let me
fast.
Show you what I mean.
Literally nothing he said. Literally nothing he said there anybody can disagree
with. Right.
Nobody
cannot disagree. Argue any of that stuff. That is correct. And you saw that graphic there. I mean, the average lifespan, 76 in the United States, and those other nations, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84. I mean, think about that. And we've talked about this in the past. Remember, we put up the picture of the airplane of people sitting, and we've shown those pictures of people walking the streets of New York, like in 1950, 1960. There was no fat people.
Yep.
Like,
yes.
Like, there was no obesity back then. And yeah. Dawn, you went over to Italy, right? Yeah. Everybody's, you know, on the Mediterranean diet. They walk everywhere. And they live 7-8 years longer, and they're in great shape.
And a lot of them smoke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And they drink wine with their dinner once every day.
I don't smoke, but it does seem that we were a healthier society when we smoked. Yeah, honestly,
isn't that weird?
For as awful as cigarettes are, you know, causing lung cancer, I get all of that, but we seem to be a lot healthier back then.
Well, because they didn't make them addictive initially, but remember, they proved. What was that? At some point in the 60s, they proved that they started changing the formula to actually put chemicals in there that made it more addictive.
I just want to say that there is nothing. I don't care policy. I don't care, you know, climate, this, that. There is nothing more important in our life than the stuff we put in our body.
It's actually
nothing.
It's wildly amazing that we live as long as we do still. Considering what we put in our daily diet.
Exactly.
Like, how do we live on average to 76 when we're stopping at gas stations and convenience stores and drive-thrus, and then because of the cost of food in grocery stores these days, we buy frozen junk because it's cheaper, we can't afford organic. It's really remarkable we're not dropping dead at 50.
Look, I want this conversation to be had. I don't care if he gets nominated or not. Selected or not. I'm glad we're having this conversation. I think we need to have more of this conversation because this, in my opinion, is the biggest crisis in our lifetime, is the unhealthy obesity epidemic that nobody wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad if it takes somebody like RFK Jr., as loathsome as I think he is, I'm all for it. I'm waving the flag for RFK Jr. for this.
The most important thing that he's saying and driving home is that the United States of America, you think of, we are this wealthy nation, we have a much higher rate of people with two or more chronic conditions than any other country.
Mm-hmm.
Any other country, even third world countries.
Yeah.
So think about that. You have, and that's, so at least half the country has at least one chronic disease. 40% have two or more.
Yeah.
More than half of our population has some chronic disease. And I was looking at the costs, the yearly healthcare costs, $4.5 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think about all the people who can't afford that, who are on different types of, let's say, aid, state level or federal level. And then think about the cost to our country.
Yeah.
Let's play a little more film.
Gummy bears. Everyone knows that these are junk foods, so maybe you wouldn't be too surprised to see that the ingredients include a lot of poisons, including a harmful yellow dye called tetrazine, or yellow dye number 5. What you may not know is that this dye was originally made out of the sludge that's left over when you turn coal into coke for blast furnaces. It's called coal tar, and I've actually sued many big industries for legacy contamination of coal tar all around the country because it's so toxic and it's so harmful to the environment and human beings. A century ago, it was just an obnoxious industrial byproduct that everybody was trying to figure out ways to get rid of. One of the ways that they did that was by paving roads. But then a British chemist figured out that the coal tar could be used to derive fabric dye. And if fabric dye, why not food? Food manufacturers began using it to cover up the discoloration of low-quality foods that they wanted to pass off on unsuspecting customers. They didn't know back then that this yellow dye, tartrazine, causes tumors, asthma, developmental delays, neurological damage, ADD, ADHD, hormone disruption, gene damage, anxiety, depression, intestinal injuries.
Yeah.
Well, we know it now.
Mm.
We've known this for decades. That's why tartrazine is heavily restricted in other countries. In some countries, foods with tartrazine have a warning label that it may cause ADHD in children.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I wonder if Rachel Levine would like to comment on that. Rachel Levine, a.k.a. Richard Levine, is the individual that is currently sitting in the seat of this administration that Bobby Kennedy will take over for. And by the way, if you've seen Rachel Levine and these other HHS individuals and those in charge of kind of the same category throughout the other nations across the globe, they're all out of shape and fat. Why are we taking health advice from people that don't look healthy to begin with? Right? Like, I'm not saying you got to agree with Bobby Kennedy on everything, as many people do not agree with him on a lot of things. And there are, you know, many Trump supporters that don't want him involved in this operation, in this administration at all. But, I mean, the quality of stuff that we, and I do this with my daughters all the time because I'm trying to wean them off of, like, the bad stuff. They always want candy. And I'm like, no, you do the trick-or-treating, you got the Easter Bunny thing, that's it. That's your two candy splurges throughout the year, and that's enough candy to last the entire calendar year, right? Like, my daughter loves bagels. I'm trying to wean her off. She wants to eat a bagel every day. I'm like, it's not good for you. You're going to be bloated.
Yeah.
And you're going to be constipated. You ever eat a bagel? It just sits in your gut for days.
A nice dad-daughter conversation.
Yeah, you're gonna have some egg whites, banana and a blueberries.
I'm curious. I'm curious how this stuff goes over with the Trump voters and supporters, because I'm old enough to remember in 2010 when Michelle Obama tried to do this in schools, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, everybody on Fox News was telling, keep your hands off of my French fries, I think was the quote Glenn Beck had. We went into an uproar when Michelle Obama tried to do this for school lunches. Dawn, I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering now, 20 or 15 years later, is there more of an appetite for this in the conservative movement?
Can you separate Big Pharma from Big Food? I think for that leave my French fries alone guy, he might be still of that belief, but he also wants, you know, Bobby Kennedy to go after Big Pharma with the way they push stuff on us and force us to take things.
Yeah, look, I think that any time we're having conversations like this, I think it's a good thing. And, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, separate all the noise from what cable news morons say about this guy, and let's actually play clips like this and listen to it. Like, if you play something like this for Jake Tapper or Sanjay Gupta, who we'll get to in a second,
yeah,
do you think they're going to disagree with any of this?
No, of course not. But then they're going to go down the vaccine stuff, and then they're going to bring out the stuff that, you know, Kennedy has been wrong on or has been unable to prove and verify, and that's what they do.
Yes.
Just because you brought up Michelle Obama, to my recollection, and I'll look this up, to my recollection, it was not Republicans or conservative talk show hosts. It was actually basically Big Pharma that shut down. Because I was thrilled when she said she wanted the organic garden at the White House and healthier school lunches. But to my recollection, it was the lobbyists that actually struck that down. I'll look that up. And I remember reporting on that, and I was disappointed. But you didn't hear from it anymore.
Okay.
You didn't hear that.
Hang on. To that point, Dawn.
Yes.
Let me play this.
When I heard this, I thought, get your damn hands off my fries, lady. If I want to be a fat, fat, fatty and shovel French fries all day long, that is my choice.
We're going to have, the government fining us if we use salt.
Coming up straight ahead, all this talk about the government taking salt away from you because it's so bad for you. But aren't there good things about salt?
I hate the government getting involved and telling me what to eat and not
food
to eat.
Food police!
Do you think the government should regulate the ingredients in the food we eat?
Can't we make our own decision about whether or not we want to salt our food?
All right, an Obama government obesity task force. Does every American family need a dietitian appointed by the government to tell them that this food is going to make you fat and this food is not?
Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with...
There's cable news in 2010.
Well, there you go. I don't think there's anything wrong at all with what Bobby Kennedy is doing, because he's educating a lot of people, right? I think we're oblivious to a lot of these, you know, ingredients. That tarzanate or whatever he was talking about, if you would have asked me what that is 10 minutes ago, I would have had no idea how they derive that and where it comes from, and it's connected to the coal sludge and things like that. Literally just learned something. But as far as, like, Big Pharma goes, this is my position on Big Pharma. I'm not against medicine. I'm not against prescriptions. I'm not against vaccines. But what I want is two things. I want these companies to be held liable for when they are negligent and you end up being harmed by these products, some of which are not FDA approved. But secondly, the thing that drives me the most insane, and I've said this before, and I think I've said this correctly, the United States is one of only two countries on the planet that allows pharmaceutical ads.
Mm-hmm.
And we are inundated with pharmaceutical ads in this country.
Agreed.
Take this for this problem, but did you know if you take it, 13 other things could go wrong?
It's a huge problem. It is a huge problem. And look, I'm not, you know, people can have opinions that change. I have no issues with that once again. Whatsoever, but I'm wondering what the appetite is going to be for stuff like this, because we don't want to be a regulated country,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, we've said that.
Yep. Carissa's in Delaware, and she has a viewpoint on this as a mom. Carissa, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Carissa. How are you?
I'm good. I first want to say, God bless Dawn for having to manage both of you most mornings.
Yes.
I'm on the YouTube. I'm like, settle down. But you're welcome. But I wanted to give a different perspective, because I'm a white suburban mom. I have two kids. We are the generation now of homesteaders. We make our own sourdough. We buy organic. We grow our own fruits and vegetables. And we're canning and jarring and all these different things. So at least maybe I live in a bubble, but I'm starting to see us returning to a more primitive root and way of life with our kids and teaching them these things. So I don't know if it's so much the regulation, it's that we just want these things out of our food, not that food should be banned, but we need to go back to, like, when McDonald's used beef tallow instead of, like, all these weird chemicals to make the french fries.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a good point, Carissa. Thank you so much for the call, and we're glad to have you. And yes, Dawn does have a third full-time job. She's got to babysit us on top of doing the news and doing her own show. Yeah, let me ask you this, though, because, you know, a lot of us would like to, you know, perhaps if we want to live healthier, buy organic, but organic is more expensive. And, you know, on the surface, if you're looking at organic bananas versus non-organic, it's not going to kill you price-wise. You know, is it 40 cents more, 60 cents more for a pound? But when you try to do all the organic, it really adds up. If they're putting less ingredients into the organic, I don't know, maybe this is a stupid question, or maybe people have had this question as well. Why is it so expensive then? Wouldn't you think the more stuff that goes into the bad stuff, that would be more expensive because they're investing more specific ingredients to keep that garbage edible for 17 straight months, right? Like, all the organic stuff, and that's the other thing. You got to eat it quickly, right? You ever notice how quickly organic bananas go when you leave them on the counter? You buy six of them, you better eat them in 2 days, or they're going to start to get real moldy.
Well,
and I don't like my bananas
green.
That way. You can buy them what?
Real green.
I like them real green. I like the tartar banana.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once I start to get the brown specks on it, we got to knock those out quick.
I want to play a little bit more from RFK Jr. This is cut 8 now. Phil, go.
Happen to our children. These are the most precious assets that we have in this country. How can we let this happen to them? About 18% of American teens now have fatty liver disease. That's like one out of every five. That disease, when I was a kid, only affected late-stage alcoholics who were elderly. Cancer rates are skyrocketing in the young
like his
and
relatives.
The old. Young adult cancers are up 79%. One in four American women is on antidepressant medication. 40% of teens have a mental health diagnosis.
That's disgraceful.
And 15% of high schoolers are on Adderall, and 500,000 children on SSRIs.
Oh, my God.
So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. The first and the worst is ultra-processed food. About 70% of American children's diet is ultra-processed. That means industrial manufacture in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. Laboratory scientists who many of whom formerly worked for the cigarette industry, which purchased all the big food companies in the 1970s and 80s, deployed thousands of scientists to figure out chemicals, new chemicals, to make the food more addictive. And these ingredients didn't exist 100 years ago. Humans aren't biologically adapted to eat them. Hundreds of these chemicals are now banned in Europe, but ubiquitous in American processed foods. The second culprit is toxic chemicals in our food, our medicine, and our environment. Pesticides, food additives, pharmaceutical drugs, and toxic waste permeate every cell of our bodies. The assault on our children's cells and hormones is unrelenting. To name just one problem, many of these chemicals increase estrogen. Because young children are ingesting so many of these hormone disruptors, America's puberty rate is now occurring at age 10 to 13, which is 6 years earlier than girls were reaching puberty in 1900. Our country has the earliest puberty rates of any continent on the earth. And no, this isn't because of better nutrition. This is not normal. Breast cancer is also estrogen-driven, and it now strikes 1 in 8 women.
It's crazy.
We are mass poisoning all of our children.
He's right. He's right in everything he's saying right there.
I didn't know about the puberty acceleration, which is wild, happening at a younger and younger age, which is weird because, you know, puberty seemed to pass over Harry Sisson. I was just looking at a picture of him yesterday. I'm like, dude's like 23. Looks like he does not have a facial hair on his face, but that's a different story. Snow Bunny Gal says, quote, "I said no candy. Now go get daddy a beer from the fridge."
She's right.
She's quoting me.
She's 100%
right. That'll be me tomorrow afternoon around 3 o'clock.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly right. Yeah. I'm looking out for your interest, girls. Don't worry about daddy. Daddy's a lost cause at this point. No, he's absolutely right. But I want to pivot just a little bit from the food stuff and the physical health to the mental health, because that's another major component. And you talk about, you know, all of these other mental, I mean, and to me, it was exacerbated by the pandemic. I strongly believe humans do not do well in social isolation. That's why we are always trying to, for the most part, be around other people. And, you know, lockdowns and all these restrictions accelerated it. And just the sheer notion that when in doubt, well, let's put you on 25 milligrams of this, or, okay, it's not working, let's up your dosage to 75 milligrams. And I'm not downplaying mental health. I'm not one of these people that sits there and says, oh, toughen up, buttercup. Now, sometimes I do think there are the young generations today, some millennials, definitely Gen Z, Gen Alpha, mental health, just get a little thicker skin here. You got to toughen up, Skip. But this notion that we just want to medicate people. Yeah. And I really think that leads to these people living their lives like zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become like
school shootings.
Yeah. Or they erupt like a volcano out of nowhere. And it's like, well, I didn't see that coming. Well, you didn't. Well, let's look at your medical history here.
I'm right
about the trans issue.
Yes.
I've been saying this for a long time. I think that instead of studying gun violence and all that crap, we need to be studying the medications, the food, all this crap that we're putting into our kids' bodies. Because if you listen to RFK Jr. about those statistics, they started in the early to mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And when did school shootings start up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's
mid 90s.
It's that type of stuff that we don't look enough into because we're, you know, because of these big lobbyists. And I'm super happy. Again, I know it's tiresome. People don't like me making fun of RFK Jr., but like I am all for him, what he's doing on this, as far as food, and whether he gets confirmed or not, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're having this conversation, and I think that this administration, if any, is going to get to the bottom of of this, which I believe is the biggest health crisis in our country.
And a lot of people in public politics and office, and public office, their pockets are about to get a lot lighter. So just whoever gives you the most resistance in any of these, you know, House Judiciary meetings, the Senate confirmation, all this stuff on the Hill, whoever's being the most combative, like Liz Warren, they're probably making a ton of money from Big Pharma.
Jillian Michaels went on, she was on, I think, Jesse Waters last night, and she went scorched earth on everybody who went after, or who's going after RFK Jr. Can you play cut 13, Phil?
You live a simple, clean lifestyle, then they're not going to make as much money, and they're not going to have as much power in Washington and throughout the rest of the country. It's really about power, isn't it?
Well, it's about power and raw economic incentive. And as much as we can suggest that it's simple, it's not easy, and it's not easy by design. And in fact, it's called structural violence. And it's this collaboration of this toxic quartet, if you will, of the way big farming proliferates these cheap, toxic calories. Big food picks up those calories, and they tinker with it a bit more with their food scientists to make it more addictive, to make it omnipresent. Then Big Pharma catches us on the other side and starts treating all of our sicknesses all their diseases. And we won't even touch on big insurance and how they play a role because there isn't enough time. But the bottom line is, look at the world. It's this simple. Infertility, highest ever. Early onset cancer diagnosis, up 79% over the last three decades. 74% of adults in America are overweight and obese. We need change. We need it now. What they're doing isn't working, and it's not working on purpose because it's profitable for the very few. And it's bankrupting Americans. It's the number one cause of bankruptcy is a health-related condition, and it's killing them. If you're afraid of RFK, you've lost your mind. Take a back seat. Let the professionals in this space handle it, and thank God when it starts improving.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah, for all the liberal fatzos out there, take that. I don't like Bobby Kennedy. He's a danger. Yeah, so as you're going through the McDonald's drive-thru. Okay.
Edward asks, why shouldn't he be confirmed? I didn't say he shouldn't be. I'm just saying that it is somebody is not getting confirmed.
Yeah.
One of the Trump choices is not getting confirmed.
I'd rather have Kennedy confirmed than Gates, to be honest.
Will it be him? Will it be Gates? I don't know. But somebody's not getting confirmed. Somebody's going to be the sacrificial lamb.
I mean, there's plenty of lawyers out there that can do what Matt Gaetz is capable of doing in a court of law. I mean, Todd Blanche being one of them. He's the deputy AG right now, so he could be elevated from the number two to the number one. But Jillian Michaels is absolutely right. I've said this. It's like a flow chart. Yeah, I mean, it's like get a Venn diagram out. You got big food, big farm, big ag. All of a sudden, you get into big pharma. The food, they poison you. Then you're on medication. The medication is supposed to help you, but there's side effects, and then you end up with this problem. It's all cyclical.
It's a cyclical thing that just, it's not going to go away unless somebody comes in and takes a sledgehammer to it.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. A lot of people want to talk about this. Let's grab John. He's in Norristown. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey there.
Hey.
So I was one of those people who poo-pooed Michelle Obama, and I am all in for RFK Jr. because Michelle Obama, like Obama's generally, did not really expose the structural, you know, corruption here. It's just like, eat your vegetables, eat your vegetables. Well, I like French fries better also. But they're deliberately putting crap in our food that really doesn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bobby Jr. said one time, you know, they have Fruit Loops in Canada, but there's like three ingredients. Mm-hmm. There's not, you know, 19 ingredients like there are in the U.S.
Yep.
We can still have this stuff. It just wouldn't be, and it would probably taste pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't be damaging us on purpose. So like Jillian Michaels said, we can get in this revolving door with medicine, with insurance. And yeah, and COVID did a lot to just show that these companies that you thought were pretty much doing good are doing a heck of a lot of bad.
Yep.
You know, we really looked under the rock and saw a bunch of creepy, crawly, disgusting stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of extra time to do that, right? Because you couldn't go to work, you couldn't leave your house, you couldn't go to this restaurant, that and the other thing. And the other thing, too, with the mental health, by the way, your physical health and mental health are connected. There's a lot of studies out there that tell you exercise is good for your mental health.
So true.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. 100%.
Right?
Yeah. The thing that bugs me a lot, and a family member just went through this, you know, going in, this person's older, and they went in to get blood work done, you know, routine blood work, and their cholesterol or something was really high. The immediate reaction was take a pill. Like, how about, hey, what's your diet? Change the diet. Hey, how much exercise are you getting during a week? How about try that? How about try that for 6 months rather than just slap a pill. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the basic stuff, like exercise, sunshine, fresh air, stuff like that. Eat clean. Eat stuff that, like, cavemen used to eat. You know what I mean?
As life became more convenient, we became less healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
Here's a steak, here's a potato, here's a Brussels sprout or a asparagus. Like, yeah. what's wrong with that?
Right.
Put a little butter on it. Fine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it seems to me the answer to a lot of this is very simple. We just don't want to do it.
Of course not, because everything now can be there's actually, and I know, Stalker, you love never leaving the house, but there's a lot of reasons why you don't have to anymore, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, forget delivery. You DoorDash this. You can get alcohol delivered to your house. Amazon. You don't have to get up. You don't have to walk the mall anymore and get, you know, burn some calories while you shop. Everything just shows up on your porch.
One more, because I see Sean Farish in the bullpen warming up. So let's do cut 10 here. Sanjay Gupta was on with Jake Tapper discussing that's Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on the Jake Tapper program discussing the RFK Jr. thing. This is what he said. 10, go.
Steer clear of politics, but this really isn't about politics, because this is somebody who has been, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been pushing quackery, who has been pushing lies, who has been pushing conspiracy theories. You've been talking to experts in the health community, the medical community, preparing for him, RFK Jr., to be given some sort of role in health. What have they said to you?
Well, you know, it's not often that the entire medical and public health community is going to be in lockstep on something, but they're pretty close on this in terms of their significant concerns, horror even. Somebody said to me today, I can't think of any single individual who'd be more damaging to public health than RFK. Keep in mind, I think if the reporting's correct and the job is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, that comprises the CDC. You know, we just got through this pandemic, comprises the FDA, comprises the NIH. He's talked about wanting to basically strip funding for infectious diseases overall. Again, just coming out of this pandemic with concerns about other viruses and things out there. The challenge, I think, is that at the same time, there is this whole idea that we're not a very healthy country.
Yes.
We spend $4.5 trillion on health care, and we have some of the worst outcomes in the developed world.
Yes.
And our food supply and other things are partly to blame, things that he's talked about. So there's these kernels of agreement with regard to the medical establishment and the public health establishment in particular. But then there's these other things, like Caitlin was just talking about, that they're not alternative views, they are false views. People often say, well, these are alternative views. They're not. They, you know, people say, well, look, I think maybe vaccines could be linked to autism. Fair enough. That was an issue that came up, and it was studied in these large studies, global studies involving hundreds of thousands of kids who were followed for over a decade to see if there was, in fact, a link. Some of the studies actually showed that you were more likely to have autism if you were not vaccinated. But the point being that issues are raised, issues are studied, and yet they still keep coming up. And I think that's one of the big concerns. That's a metaphor, I think, for other things that people are concerned about with him.
You know,
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you,
let's bring in our...
Yeah, lost in all of this is just this, once again, this arrogance from the media of how dare you be a critical thinker? How dare you seek alternative information? Listen to what the government tells you because the government knows best. By the way, did you know when Sanjay Gupta was plastered all over your television during the COVID-19 pandemic, talking about COVID like he's an expert. You know, he's a neurosurgeon that specializes in spine trauma.
Yep.
He's not an infectious disease doctor. So with all due respect, you know, granted, you have more medical knowledge than I will ever have. You're not a COVID expert, yet he was on TV talking like he was one. I don't like that guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is going to shake up the medical community, but you know what? I think it's time that that happens.
Good.
And I'm all for it. Something needs to change because we're killing our children. We're killing ourselves. And the heart attack rate and the cancer rate is off the charts. And we need to address it.
Yep.
And if it's going to take RFK Jr. in there to throw a pipe bomb and do it, great.
I think I'm going to run down to the snack machine and get a bag of Doritos. I'm a little hungry. A little snack here. All right, 8:30, that'll do it. Round one of the Cut Sheet, part two coming up an hour from now. On the other side, our boy Sean Farish, he is ready to go, and we'll get his thoughts as well as Donald Trump's thoughts on Bobby Kennedy, Matt Gaetz, and so much more. But first, a word from our friends at the Piazza Auto Group, and we are talking about the Honda Prologue today. It's Honda's first all-electric SUV with a range of almost 300 miles on one single charge and a fast charge time, so you can cruise the roads worry-free. It has three charging options to choose from, including that portable charging kit for when you're on the go. You can lease the Prologue today for as low as $279 per month. How about that? $279 a month. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Pottstown, Springfield, Reading, or Langhorne for details. Shop online at PiazzaHonda.com, or when you stop out in person, tell them that Nick Kale sent you.
You know, you've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now, how much I love my new patio doors, the window replacements that Chapman has done. And you know by now, if I needed windows, doors, or siding, I would only trust the Chapman family team. Did you know that they also install shutters, a perfect complement to your new windows? So for the entire month of November, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they're doing something fun here. They're giving away a pair of shutters when you purchase two pairs. So the right shutters obviously can really enhance the curb appeal of your home. Whether you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices. They also do stucco remediation. Just give them a call. You can text 610-431-8898. Visit them online, chapmanwindowsdoors.com, for all the details of this. And you can also take a virtual tour there at chapmanwindowsdoors.com. I love to look at all the before and after photos. chapmanwindowsdoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We're having a tremendous week. You know, we're having, I call it a Whoopi Goldberg of a week, a whale of a week, right? Oh, no, can you believe that? She really is. You know, I was watching, it was her birthday the other day. I said, there she blows, right? There she goes. Look at that blowhole. What a horrible person. She's a terrible person, right? She really is. And did you hear what's happening? She's trying to punish everybody by going on strike, if you know what I'm talking about. And I said, nobody is upset about it. That's number one. You look at it. She looks like a manatee, right? And that's an insult to manatees. And number two, right? $20 million in debt. I know who's not going on strike, Kamala, right? She's not going on. She has to make a lot of money. OnlyFans is going to be very busy.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Cam on OnlyFans is going to be very busy.
That's not
bad. He's a rare form. Donald Trump fired up. So let's start right off the top. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Health and Human Services. Your thoughts on giving Bobby the top spot?
Well, we love Bobby, and he's a tremendous guy. You know, you look at it, make America healthy again, and it's something that we need to focus on, right? But you look at Bobby, we love Bobby. He's a tremendous person, and somebody said to me, sir, whatever you do, please don't make him your press secretary. I said, we're not going to have that problem, but we love him. He's a tremendous guy, and he's going to do a wonderful job. You know, you saw the stock, and Nancy Pelosi was probably the only person who saw this coming. They were plummeting. They were falling off a cliff. They were like MSNBC's ratings. And by the way, I don't know what's lower, MSNBC's ratings or Joy Reid and AOC's combined IQ. I don't know what the hell is lower. These are stupid. By the way, these are stupid people. And Joy Reid looks like she shaved her head.
Oh, boy.
She doesn't look like me anymore. She's doing that trend. She shaved her head. She's an ugly person, by the way. What a horrible. She's a hideous person.
Inside and out.
And AOC, you know, AOC's looking a little plump, right? We're not sure what's going on. She may be with child, right? And she's not allowed to say that because the people are going to want her to have an abortion.
Oh, man.
So much for not bringing a child into Trump's America, right? Here we go. The more the merrier. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right?
Yeah.
AOC.
Yeah.
Would you look at these people? We love Bobby. He's going to make America healthy again. Even Chris Christie may be healthy. We'll see what happens. But, you know, we call him Snack Man, right? But waka, waka, waka. He was, when the eclipse happened, we thought he ate the sun. Then the sun came back. We said, oh, that's great. We thought we were going to have no more sunlight. But he's a big guy, too. But we're going to make America healthy again. We love Bobby Kennedy, and he's going to do a tremendous job with HHS. You know, you have Richard Levine, he goes by Rachel. Aerosmith wrote a song, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
That's true.
But you have Richard Levine, he's the Assistant Secretary of Health. We're going from insane with Richard Levine to in shape with Bobby Kennedy, and we're very happy about it.
Wow. Beautiful. The other position that's drawn a lot of attention is Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. Do you think you will be able to have Matt Gaetz confirmed? And if not, what's the alternative right now? Any thoughts on that, sir?
Welcome, hella high water. We're putting Matty Ice. We love him, Matty Ice. We're going to put him in there. He's going to be the Attorney General. He's going to do a fantastic job. You know, we have recess appointments. We have so many options. But we love Matty Ice, Matt Gaetz. He's a fantastic person, and he's a smart guy. He's tall, by the way. He's tall. He's like Barron, very tall and very smart, and he's ready to go to work. We want to put him in there. We love Matt Gaetz. And everybody wants to talk about the ethics investigation. Here we go again, right? Every time I nominate somebody, there's an investigation. Kavanaugh, all of these people. But no investigation about Dougie Doritos, right? He got a little too crazy with a woman or something. Nobody wants to talk about Dougie Doritos. Nobody wants to talk about the bad people. There's a lot of bad people who do bad things, right? Hansy Andrew Cuomo. We had to resign, but now he's running for governor. We call him Hansy Andy, right? He has to listen to the Georgia satellites. We got along well with them. Keep your hands to yourself, right? Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, what a reference by Mr. President. And that is amazing.
We have the great, by the way, we have the greatest references.
Oh,
I'm a walking, talking, I am a walking, talking encyclopedia.
Sorry.
When Google needs to know something, they ring me. They say, sir, what is this? I give them the answer. I say, I'm very smart. You know, we're very smart. Nobody's smarter. And that's why we pick these great people to be in our cabinet. You know, we have Hegseth. He's a tremendous guy.
Yeah.
Two bronze stars. We have Tulsi Hula Hula. She's going to be the director of national intelligence. And you see these stupid people talking about who should be a director of national intelligence. If you're stupid, you can't talk about it. Right? John Bolton, the mustache. You look at that guy. And I don't know whose mustache is worse, his or Geraldo Rivera. I would have to say probably Geraldo's is worse because it's the curly Q. You know, you can stick it in more places. Not a good place to be if you're Geraldo. But you look at him, you look at these people. Matt Gaetz, very smart guy, very handsome guy, highly respected guy. And he's going to do a fantastic job as Attorney General. That much I could tell you.
Wow.
Donald Trump joining us as he does every Friday here on Kale and Company. Let's talk a little bit about your plans to dismantle the Department of Education at the federal level, send it back to the states. Also, your promise to end the Title IX nonsense that's going on in schools throughout our country. Your thoughts right now on how quickly you can pull off both of these on the education front.
Okay, so we have a lot of problems with education. You know, Bobby Kennedy, I call him Bobby, right? A lot of people call him RFK. I call him Bobby. I say Bobby. We're going to make America healthy again. But we're also going to make America smart again, right? And we're going to take the Department of Education and we're going to destroy it. We're going to destroy it, okay, like Stacey Abrams on her fourth pizza of the day, right? Destroyed. Completely destroyed. It's going to be completely and totally gone. Like Chris Christie on a trampoline. It's gone. That's the end of it. It's just a huge hole. It's a crater. We call it a crater. And a lot of people are saying it. You know, that's how the Grand Canyon came to be. Christie fell out of bed and the rest was history, right? The Colorado River just flowed and went right through. We love that river, by the way. I built the Hoover Dam with my own two hands. You know, they say they can't be done. And we stopped the water. We stopped the river. We tamed the beast. They call it the beast. Not the beast of the Southeast, but the beast, right? Stacey Abrams. But you look at it, the Department of Education, we're going to get rid of it. We're going to make America smart again. You have a lot of stupid people in this country, and we don't need any more stupid people. We need smart people. And we're going to send the Department of Education back to the states, and what happens there will happen there. But we're going to get rid of it. We're going to take it out. It's going to be gone. And there are other parts. You know, we have the Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah.
You have Elon. We love Elon. I call him Big Rocket Man, right? He has the big rockets. I have the biggest rocket, but he has big rockets, too. And you have Vivek, right? He's a tremendous person. They're going to go to all these people, and they're going to tell them, just like I tell them, you're fired. You're gone. We don't need you. And a lot of them are threatening to quit, which means we don't need their jobs anyway. But we're going to get rid of these people. We're going to have a lean, mean governing machine. It's going to be tremendous. We're going to have, it's going to be lean. It's going to be fantastic. Like my beautiful body. I'm lean. I'm chiseled. I'm in fantastic shape. And I got a call from Apollo. You know about him. He's a Greek god. He said, sir, you look fantastic. What is your secret? I told him McDonald's. He couldn't believe it. But that's what we do. McDonald's and a lot of golf, right? And I'm the only person, by the way. I'm the only person on an 18-hole course who's ever shot a 15. Nobody knows how it happened. But I shot the lowest round of golf. I shot a round of golf lower than AOC's IQ. No one believes it. I can't believe it. Which is like a 2, right? Her IQ's a 2. How could you do that, sir? So we're going to get rid of the Department of Education and make America smart again, because we can't have any more Shifty Schiff. He's a stupid person with a watermelon head. He's got a huge head. Nothing's inside of it. It's hollow. You knock and you hear an echo. For days, there's nothing in there. It's a hollow head, watermelon head, bug eyes. You see the eyes on that guy? He's a stupid person. We don't need any more people like that, so we're getting rid of the Department of Education. Oh,
Donald Trump's going to stick around with us. Quick break. We'll see what Mr. Trump has to say about his return to the White House and what the conversations were like with Joe Biden a few days ago. Back after this here on a Friday on Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
A lot of people seeing the smile on Joe Biden's face as you guys are sitting there across from each other, shaking hands. What was the conversation like?
Well, it felt okay. It didn't smell very good, but it felt okay, right? You know, the last time that I stood next to him that close was the debate stage, right?
Yeah.
With CNN. And I was remembering a beautiful song I helped write with the Van Zandt brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I got along very well with them. And unfortunately, I wasn't your president. If I was your president, that plane never would have went down. I just want to say that. But we never would have let it happen, right? We never would have let it happen.
Wow.
But that smell, okay, you can't believe it. And there's a fireplace behind him. I thought we were going to have a problem, okay? Because methane happens to be very explosive. And it was a lot. It was a really big problem. I think he thought I was the Pope, because Operation Tootsie Roll turned into Operation Chocolate Pudding very quickly. And soft serve, right, Mr. Softy? But Crooked Joe, you know, I'm sitting there, we're talking, and the press starts asking questions, and he made a face. And if you know what I'm talking about, he made the face. I said, oh, boy, where's Dr. Jill? We need diaper duty. We need somebody in here. We had a problem. And he was making the face. I said, Joe, not right now, Joe. Please, don't do it right now. I never want to put a mask on again, but I had to put one on. You know, I had to get the hell out of there. It was terrible, but it felt great. Smelled horrible, but felt great to be back in the White House. But we got to steam clean the hell out of that place, because there's been diaper bombs the entire last 4 years. But we'll be back there in 66 days, and we'll steam clean. We'll clean it. We'll make the White House clean again. And we'll make America great again. But my goodness, I got to tell you, it was a really bad time. It smelled horrible. It smelled really bad. It was so bad, I lost my appetite for McDonald's. Could you believe that?
Oh, wow.
It was so bad. But it's going to get a lot better, right? It's going to get a lot better.
You know, speaking of McDonald's, as we wrap up here, Bobby Kennedy is, you know, going to make America healthy again. But, you know, he's talked about it publicly. You don't drink water. You eat way too much McDonald's. The Diet Cokes. You've gone 48 hours without sleep. Are you going to take Bobby Kennedy's advice under advisement, or are you just going to just shove that one on the back burner for a little bit?
Well, I have to say this, right? We love Bobby. He's a great guy. But... he should worry about himself, right? You know, next time he tells me that, I'm going to tell him, speak up. I can't hear you, okay? Because, and you're not supposed to say that. I know you're not supposed to say that. No. But he's not supposed to talk about my diet, okay? Because I got this far. I'm a great golfer.
It's true.
I have a beautiful body, right? You know, you look at it, Adonis, all these beautiful people. I got along well with the Greek gods, Achilles, right? And I'm better than Achilles, so I've been hitting the Achilles, and I'm not dead, right? I'm still here. So we do a great job, right? We do a fantastic job. And if I was in the Trojan War, right? George Santos fought very hard in the Trojan War, by the way. Built the horse. But you look at it, my diet is fantastic, okay? Yeah. I've gotten this far without water. We have the Diet Coke. We do well. We do very well with McDonald's. We do very well with the McNuggets. You know, we have the MAGA. It's called the McWin. The small, medium, or MAGA size. We have the MAGA size McWin. I'm going to keep eating that, despite what he says. And it wasn't 48 hours without sleep. It was 72. That's three straight days. Nobody can do that. I can do it. And I came out looking better than ever. I wore the vest. I drove a garbage truck. I was doing all sorts of great things. Orange man in an orange vest. They want to say horrible things about my diet, my lifestyle. I have the greatest diet. I have the greatest lifestyle. I have the greatest health record. Cognitively, I'm the sharpest guy, the smartest guy, the most handsome guy, and the healthiest guy. Yep. And so we're doing very well. We're going to do okay. Bobby is going to be okay. He just has to not talk about that because my diet's fantastic and my health is fantastic.
Sean Farish, ladies and gentlemen, doing his great Donald Trump work as always, and he will stick around coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
The weave was strong this morning. I mean, just amazing, amazing stuff.
We do well with Diet Coke.
Honest to God, any comedian should study the nuance in this Trump impression. It is just, it's fantastic, dude.
The best.
Dude, you're the best.
And then when you do the shouting of the sir.
I've added that in recently. People love that.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's great. We go in with sir. We do a lot of sir.
Unbelievable.
We do a lot of sirs.
All right, we'll continue.
I'm still kind of stuck, you know. You can see it a little bit.
Sean's with us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we're back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.